It's an honor to have Ron Mason on MSU today, who's retiring after an almost 30-year career at Michigan State University. Ron, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks, Russ. It seems like the time goes quickly. I remember when I came, Emil Bassoni had been here 28 years. And I said, how can anybody stay in one place for that long? Well, now I've passed him, so I guess it's a wonderful place to be.
Well, Ron, you did put in 29 years of service at MSU. You're the winningest coach in college hockey history with 924 wins, including the 1986 national championship. And, of course, you've served as athletics director at MSU since 2002. Just as you look back in general, how does it feel? You've been so busy your whole life, and now you're going to wind things down a bit. How does it feel?
Well, I haven't had a chance to think about it yet much. I've still been doing some things, and I'm starting to do things now that other people did for me. It seems like it takes up a lot of time. I have more respect for the people that were helping me out, but you look back on it, you come here as a very kind of a young coach with pretty good experience. And someone gave me the press clippings of my very first interview way back in 79. And it's just amazing as to what I said that day. I didn't plan anything, but what came out of my mouth has almost turned out to be true. And it kind of makes me wonder. I felt good about Michigan State. I really thought there was a great opportunity here, and obviously it turned out good.
From the coaching part of your career, just some highlights or special moments?
Well, it's easy to say. Maybe the most special was that very first day when Joe Kearney called me and said, we'd like you to come to Michigan State. And I've never looked back from that. I would have liked to have won more national championships, that's for sure. I think we had teams to do it. Just didn't happen. Thank goodness we won one. But we put up a lot of different championships here, Russ, and I think that that's a credit to the stability we had with the number of players and assistant coaches we had. We hung a lot of banners. We were always in the thick of things. We did things right. That's always been something I've said, is to follow the rules, do things right. And as George Pirtles would say, good things will happen. And in my case, I want us to represent the university, the sport, their families, and our fans and donors in a positive way.
And, Ron, how did or has the game of college hockey changed in your mind over the years, if it has?
Well, the game has become better than it used to be. Just like the NHL, I think, is better now. It's a freer skating game, more scoring chances. Not more goals, but scoring chances. But I think the one big change today is in the recruiting, where young people are committing to schools, and schools are committing to them at a very young age. And I'm talking about grade 9, grade 10. To me, I don't think that's a very good trend. I think that I'd like to see people be a little bit more mature, make a decision a little bit later. I think it's best for both parties. The one thing that's changed so drastically, even in the last 5 or 6 years, is communication. With one click of a button, you can get to 10,000 people. Or if you make one wrong statement, it's seen by many. No one has to address an envelope anymore, write a letter, sign it, and put a stamp on it. They just have to press a button. And I think that's taken away from some of the respect and some of the work that our people do. But it's an instant communications type of business today and world, and we just have to live in it.
What would you say, then, is sort of the state of college hockey in 2008? Is it healthy?
I think it's very good. All you have to do is look at our national championship, which is sold out every year no matter where we put it. This past year it was in Denver. It's going to be in Tampa. It's going to be in Washington. Obviously, it's going to be in Detroit and Ford Field. I think we've really got, on a national scale, a good job done by everybody to get it to that level. We still are a local sport. We will be a regional sport. The NHL is a regional sport. But where we play it and where people watch it, it's come along very nicely.
Talk a bit about then the transition from hockey coach to athletic director. How did that come about?
Well, that was a tough decision. I was thinking maybe I might stick around 5 more years and continue to coach. And I had the opportunity to be the AD more than once. And this time I felt it was my last chance, and I had to make a decision. It was a family decision. It wasn't just mine. And I think it was a good decision. At the time, I think Michigan State was looking for somebody like me, and I think it was a great transition for me. I think the hockey was wearing on me a lot. When you're in it for as many years as I was, all you really get excited about is winning a championship, and the rest of it doesn't seem to work. You always were happy with the players and how they developed, but it seemed to be championships what people wanted, and that was tough. But for the most part, it was a good move to become the AD, and it wasn't as difficult as I thought because there were really, really good people in place. I think that's the key to it's a people business, and if you have good players, you have good teams, and we had great players when I took over as AD.
Ron Mason, my guest on MSU today. Ron, what about then highlights or memories from athletic director?
Well, I know when Clarence came in, we were in some turmoil, and Clarence did a nice job. Clarence Underwood did a nice job to kind of calm the waters and get people back doing the right thing, which made my job a lot easier. You know, you can look at bricks and mortar. Obviously, we're sitting here today in one, and now with the Duffy building being completed, the old college field, not a lot of nice things done there. That's easy to point to. But I guess maybe the one thing I feel proud of is, and I tried to get this across to everybody we hired and all the people within the department, is that whether we like it or not, we're all in it together for the good times and the bad times, if there are some. But we really want to follow the rules, whether they're institutional, NCAA, or individual conference rules, and try to keep ourselves out of the NCAA investigation time. We've seen it happen in some schools in the Big Ten, and it's dreadful. So we were able to remain, I think, solid, getting more respect through the NCAA and around the country. So I feel really proud about that.
Ron, athletics is such an important dimension of the entire Michigan State University brand. How has the marketing of that brand evolved in your years as AD?
Well, you know, I brought a winning athletic director into a chair, and of course our basketball program has really gone strong, both men's and women's really. And we have other programs that pop up now and again that really do a nice job, whether it's field hockey or crew, whether it be softball, whatever it might be. But, you know, the football program is one that I think is now headed definitely in the right direction. We went through some rough times, and we all know those. And I think some things were accomplished in those rough years to give Mark a better chance. And I hope that program will come along and represent it in the way everybody expects. And I'm pretty sure it will.
Ron, even though its distribution was limited in its first year, has the Big Ten Network had a positive impact on the awareness of the full athletic team portfolio at MSU? And will it get better?
Well, it's definitely going to get better. If you're a parent and you're not living in the general area and can see your son or daughter play, this is unbelievable. I can only refer to it from a hockey standpoint when our games would be on the CCHA Game of the Week. People in British Columbia or people in Western Canada in general or East Coast or Montreal could watch their kids play. That was a big thing. And you're going to be able to see more of that in the Big Ten Network. I know we went through some growing pains and people were upset with it all. But in the long run, it was a great decision by Jim Delaney, a great decision by the presidents to move forward with this. It's a financial gain for all of us. And in today's world, there aren't too many places you can turn to get a financial gain.
Ron, as we close, I mean, what are the key issues and challenges facing your successor, Mark Hollis, and really all of college athletics in the years ahead?
Well, with the cost of doing business, Russ, that's the biggest problem we have. I remember in 2002, I passed a gas station, I could have bought gas at 95 cents a gallon. Well, you know, we'll never see that again. And that quadruple cost alone is translated to a lot of the other things that we do. Being here in the state of Michigan, your corporate relationships, if you can maintain what you have, I think that's very good. I think as well, we haven't raised ticket prices because we understand where we are within the economical piece. However, you still have to give your student athletes a quality experience. So there's a real fine line there. And I think our Ralph Young Fund and the work that they've been doing, developing some endowments and other aspects of that, are critical to our success. And Mark is a marketing guy, so he's going to be able to build on that. I think he's going to build on our fundraising, because without that and without our donors, we can't make it anymore.
Ron, just some closing thoughts or a message you'd like to leave Spartan fans around the world with?
Well, I think be a believer. I think that the bottom line is if you look at our department from top to bottom, just just remember, we are trying to do it right. We're trying to make them proud every time a team or any sport goes on the field or in the pool or on the water of some description, that they can be proud the way we're treating our student-athletes. Because when you come right down to it, Russ, that's what it's all about. How do you treat and give your student-athletes a quality experience both in the classroom and in their chosen field? So I think our people can be proud of that. And remember, it's very difficult to win every game. It's a very fine line. So we hope we can win more, but we're going to win away from the game too, and that's what's critical for most of these kids.
Ron, thanks for joining us, and congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Ron Mason is retiring after 29 years of service for Michigan State University as the winningest college hockey coach in history and the last several years as athletic director. And I'm Russ White for MSU Today on Spartan Podcast.